Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.848 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Feel like I haven't needed this as badly as ever. We need it right now. All week long, we talk about what goes into the show. Some things make it, some things don't. So we assign Greg Pancake Hill to whip up a little something with the leftovers. This is the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When I came here tonight, there was so much energy in this room. I felt maybe I was in Madison Square Garden getting ready to win another world title.
Uncle Sam on a hoverboard. A guy dressed in full Joker regalia.
Saw him.
Hulk Hogan, Russell Brand, and a pudgy fat bulldog getting his own mini leather chair on stage at Pfizer Forum. Yes, those are just a few of the things that actually happened during the RNC here in Milwaukee for the past 4 days. So how was everyone's RNC experience? Good? Tired? A little bit?
A little bit.
Good. All right. So we got work done, though. Everyone did a very fantastic job. But in the spirit of this, what, Eric? You all right?
No, we're good. Okay.
Eric doesn't know where he is right
now. Spirit, you wait. In the spirit of this segment, there might be things that you may have missed. And in true Pancake Breakfast Special fashion, you are going to have to decide if these things actually happened or not to someone on the radio staff. Now, if you were listening to our Decision Wisconsin coverage on WTMJ, presented by Pasternak and Zergabel, you may already have a leg up on this. So we'll see how you do. We'll start here. Everyone who made their way in the soft security zone had to go through a security checkpoint. If you did not go through the checkpoint, Vince Petrano, can you please explain what you had to do to go through said checkpoint?
Yeah, I mean, the car by car. Took about 4 to 5 minutes per car. They opened everything up, opened the hood, looked in the back, all of that stuff. Windows down.
Did this happen or not? A WTMJ staffer got licked by the security dog.
I think that's true. I think
that's the story.
That is true. Do you have a guess who it was?
It was Johnny Merck.
It was Johnny Merck. Hear him telling the story.
And suddenly, I'm sitting in the driver's seat, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and I feel a dog jump into the back, and I look up, and I wasn't expecting the dog to be in my vehicle, and I just look forward because I don't want to cause any problems. And suddenly I feel either a wet nose or a tongue licking my right elbow, and I turn around, and it's the dog, a German Shepherd, and he's licking my elbow.
Oh, lucky.
How did that even
has to know John's a dog guy.
Yeah, must have.
I'm glad it wasn't your car, Petrano.
You imagine?
I'd have had a grabber.
The best part of the story, by the way, this was day one of the RNC, so it was a good place to start, but that wasn't even the end of his journey.
Then, as the dog stops licking my elbow, I hear a big crashing sound. I look in the rearview mirror, and the car behind me has smashed into the barricade that they use to separate vehicles while they're screening them. I looked once more in the rearview mirror, and there were cops, like 50 of them, Secret Service, FBI, Homeland Security, swarming this vehicle. I could no longer even see the vehicle. It was like a swarm of bees on a hive. Don't know what happened to that guy.
Again, day one of the RNC for John Mercure.
Don't know what happened to that guy.
All right, coming up next. Did a WTMJ teammate get a fake business card from a delegate? A fake business card from a delegate.
That has the ring of truthiness about it.
Little bit truth, right? It did happen. It did happen. You're right. Who got a fake business card? Of course, it was Jessica Tye.
I was talking with one of Laura Trump's people, and the man was super friendly. He said, here, take my card. You're on my radar. Shoot me an email.
Okay, pretty standard, right? It's kind of how it goes. Right, everyone's running around trying to get interviews. So she knows she's on the air. She's in the middle of her show. She's sending an email to this delegate to interview Laura Trump. She takes a closer look at the card.
I looked at the card to send an email, and the font was so tiny, so ridiculously tiny and so tight. And it was just like a bunch of letters and some numbers and yada, yada, yada.
So, like, meant to throw people off, right? Like, don't, here, oh, yeah, go ahead, take my card. But then you look at it closely, it's hard to, you know, actually read. So she did try to send the card in. She tried to send an email in the middle of the show.
Well, at some point during the show, I checked my email, nothing. And then I happened to turn the card over, and on the back of it, it says, please do not contact me.
What?
Wow.
So it actually has business cards that they're handing out that says, please do not contact me.
It's a no for me, dog.
So the best part, too, is she found the guy, so she calls him out.
We saw the guy later. He said it's a legit card, but he ran out of the other one, so he was sending that out. He said he does get the emails, but couldn't make it work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You decide if it was fake or not.
Nah, busted. You got busted and called out,
fake
dude.
To me.
You don't want to do it, don't do it.
Just, I love this.
Please do not contact me.
Like, all right, thank you. All right, finally.
I need some of those cards.
Did someone drive through a vehicle checkpoint with marijuana in their car? Did it happen to someone here? Yes or no?
God, I hope not.
I'm going to say yes, I guess, just because.
I'm going to say, you know, you're not bringing that up.
Almost.
What?
Let me explain.
Mean, almost.
Instead of guessing who this employee is, I promised them I'd hide their identity when they agreed to tell me this story. So this is also day one of the convention. They're driving into work.
You have to open the hood of your car. You have to open the back of your car. They were going to have dogs out there. And that's what kind of the sirens went off a little bit in the head.
The sirens went off because there were going to be dogs.
Yeah.
Now, it was a belief, right, that these dogs were mainly searching for explosives, right? Something that could be harmful, something that poses a threat. Not necessarily those other things. So they tapped another employee for help.
Driving down, heard about the dogs, called a teammate of mine, said, hey, what are these dogs searching for? Do we have to make sure our cars are, you know, completely spotless? If you know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, that wink, wink indicated that the car was not spotless. So what do? Made the call. What did these two do?
Him and I made the responsible decision to both stop on our drives downtown, pull off at a local gas station, somewhere with a trash receptacle, and just clean out whatever, you know, edibles or whatever things would have been in the car.
Nice. Are you going to tell us who it was?
No. Nah.
I feel like I can figure
tell
it out.
I think you got. I'll tell you off the air. Absolutely. Especially if you can figure it out. But I will not tell.
I've got a short list.
I don't think it's anyone on the air. I'll give that warning to anyone who's hoping it's Mercury. It's not.
If it was Mercury, he would. You know, we would actually ask ourselves.
He'd have told the story on the air.
Don't know what happened to that guy.
So there it is, one full RNC in the books. Congratulations, everybody. We made it to Friday, and even you made it through the security checkpoint safely.